Our first reading comes from John 13, verses 1 to 5, and then 12 to 17. Now, before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. After he had washed their feet, had put on his robe, and had returned to the table, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example, that you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly, I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them." The second reading comes from Matthew, chapter 25, verses 31 to 40. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand, and the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, "Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it when we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick in prison and visited you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly, I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'll say it once more. Thank you to all of you for what you do, for what you have done, and how you do it, not only in this place, but in the wider community. The Uniting Church in Australia, the base of union, sets out and encourages the church to be reminded that it is only and always Christ's church. And it is Christ who expresses the way of being church as the one who serves. The church who gives of their time, of their gifts and skills and ministry. The church is the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, and it confesses Jesus Christ as Lord over all, according to the basis of union. It also confesses that Jesus is the head over all things, is the beginning of a new creation of a new humanity. God in Christ has given to all people, the church, the Holy Spirit, as a pledge and a foretaste of that coming reconciliation and renewal, which is the end view of the whole of creation. A beautiful statement. And the church's call is to serve that end. We're the church, and that's our call. To be a fellowship of reconciliation, a body in which the diverse gifts of its members are used to build up the whole. To be an instrument through which Christ may work and bear witness to himself. Christians are more than volunteers. We are called servants. We are called ministers. For the word minister means to serve. Within a church, volunteers are members who use their talents, their background, their experience to aid the church to fulfill its needs with service and action both within the church community and outside the church community. And without volunteers, for this is Volunteer Sunday of Volunteer Week, we would be a shell of what we are. After all, it's the people who make the church. You know, here is the church, here is the doors, here's the steeple, and here's all the people. Remember though? Yep. And we're not just volunteers. We are ministers. We are servants, the ones who serve. The base of union also states that the United Church affirms that every member of the church is to engage, to confess faith in Christ, to be a faithful servant. It acknowledges with thanksgiving that the same Spirit has endowed the members of Christ's church with a diversity of gifts. And there is no gift without its corresponding service. All ministries have a part in the ministry of Christ. And so I thought this morning I would invite a couple of people to among you to share. And I asked the question, now I'm not sure how they're going to respond, but Bruce and Gaynor, I said to them, I hope I said this to them, what sparks them in their ministry of volunteering? So who'd like to come and go first? Bruce. Oh, Gaynor. He pointed to you, so Gaynor, just wherever you like to stand, take yep. How much time you've got, whatever, go for it.
What sparks me? I've always liked to work with children, and in prison, if you see on the headlines or you read in a newspaper that someone's gone to prison, you don't necessarily make the connection that that person is probably a parent, a mother or a father, and them going to prison means that that family is in crisis. So my love of children is what sparks me.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Thank you. And well volunteered.
Thank you.
Bruce.
Thanks, Bob. First of all, I'd like to dedicate this little segment of my time to Keely, yes. Who, along with Wallace, is an outward expression of the significance that Guide Dogs has on the community. Obviously, Guide Dogs, as a dual sensory disability provider, impacts on lots of people, but it's only able to do that because of many, many people who volunteer within the community. We have two sitting up the back now with one of their charges. Mark and Ray Clogg are people who Guide Dogs rely on heavily, and there are many, many more people who work for nothing to provide significant opportunities for people like me to have dogs like Wallace and Keely. It's a privilege to be able to have that have that companionship and guide beside me. And I'm very grateful to all of the work of all of the volunteers who make that possible. What sparks me, because I have gained so much as a consequence of the independence and the confidence that a guide dog provides, it sparks me to continue to be involved in my small way within guide dogs. But like most of us, when we volunteer, we get much more out of volunteering than we do put into it. And I'm just amazed at the way that people present themselves and provide time and talents for guide dogs and all sorts of other places. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Bruce. Thank you, Gaynor. Take a look around and see the amount of volunteerism that is among us. That's why I say thank you. On behalf of the church, thank you. On behalf of the community, thank you in all that you do, as I said, not only in the church, but if not more importantly, how you volunteer and give of your time and of your talents and your skills to the wider community. Let us pray. Almighty God, the privilege is ours to share in the loving, healing, reconciling mission of Jesus. Since without you we can do nothing, your Spirit makes us wise and your Spirit guides us and strengthens us. And so we think today and we ask in the name of Christ to continue to pray for those who volunteer, for those in the community and service groups, for chairpersons and those who rearrange chairs, for board members and those who make things out of boards, those who provide food for those in need, counsel for those in strife, transport, educate, heal, and those who score the game and those who pack up and put away, for those who visit and those who take minutes, in all ways and always, for the volunteer who gives so much. We thank you, God. Amen. Please be seated. So why do we do this? And why do we recognise Volunteer Sunday? We serve because we have first been served, according to Scripture in 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. We love because God first loved us. It is our call to grow in Christ, and that call is to love and to serve and to volunteer. Some biblical texts just to remind us of why we do what we do, and why do we follow the one who calls us to be a servant. In Mark 10 it says, "For the Son of Man came to be served, not to serve." Sorry, not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. In Luke 22, "But not so with you," says Jesus. "Rather, the greatest among you must become like the youngest, and the leader like the one who serves. For who is greater, the one who is at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one at the table? But I'm among you as the one who serves. Whoever serves me," in John 12, "whoever serves me must follow me. And where I am, there will be my servant also. Whoever serves me, the Father or the God will honour." So when it comes to serving, we choose who we shall serve, I think, mostly. We choose who it will be or who it won't be, when and where and how. You see, some people are easy to serve. Yeah, there are some people that are nice. We like them. Those we love, those who love us, those who are like us, those who show their appreciation. But then there are others who make serving really hard. Those we dislike, or perhaps the ones we fear. Those who attack us or fear us. Those who are different. Those who seem to just take and take and take and give nothing in return. But in all our picking and our choosing, Jesus asks us a very difficult thing. He asks us to be servants of all. In fact, Jesus commands us, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you." How do we do this? How do we serve the weak, the poor, the neglected, and the strong, and the wealthy, and the pampered? How do we serve the broken, the victims, the denied, and the breaker, and the perpetrator, and the denier? How do we possibly serve all? Jesus says in Matthew 25 that we had read this morning, when you show love in actions of word and deed, when you visit the sick and the imprisoned that we heard from Gaynell, in the hurting, the lonely, your neighbour, your service group, your community group, your sporting group, your church, your political group, you are serving me. For I have come not to serve, not to be served, but to serve and be the servant of all. So we might pray, how may it be, Jesus? Keeping us from using our fear and confusion as an excuse not to serve. Help us to make serving the most natural response that we have to anyone. And may our service join that of others to gently change the world one by one, where all serve and all are served.